Okay, from an undisclosed location in Bloomington, Indiana, this is A Dose of Common Sense. I am Ashley F. Ashley S. is in the middle of a fire drill right now, so she's not here, but with us is Courtney F., whom I'm going to call Courtney B. for the purposes of this podcast. Hello, Courtney.
Hello.
Do you want to tell the folks a little bit about you?
Well, what do they want to know?
I don't know what they want to know. What do you think they want to know? What's interesting about you?
What's interesting about me? Well, I know that this is a conservative program, and I am a reformed liberal, courtesy of Ashley F.
Yeah, that's what so, I do. I'm a bad influence on people.
And I'm going to be leaving school soon.
Going to the real world, you're an overachiever.
Yeah, I know.
Alright, so some shameless self-promotion, starting the Friday after next, during the WIUX News Hour for 10 to 15 minutes sometime between 7 and 8 every... You can hear me and Ashley S. Then nobody is going to want to hear any more of us in Bloomington, okay? I can assure
you.
Hey,
you never know.
The, like, one person that listens to this probably, you should totally check that out. I am, as we speak, setting up an email account for that, which will be iucommonsense@gmail, if I can get that. So hopefully... that will work. Let's see. Show's only going to be about half an hour because we definitely have to watch The Office at Pam and Jim are pregnant and whatnot. It's exciting times. So, I guess we should season funniness. So, today, probably none of you know, is Constitution Day. 22 years ago, yes, I did the math. The 56 founders of this great nation signed turning the Articles of Confederation and loose lines of states into what we now know as the Constitution of America. And that was a good, exciting time.
Ooh.
Most people don't know 1791.
Yeah, I think people assume that 1776, everything was done.
Everything happened. No, this is not true. Because in like 1786-ish, I think it's when the Articles of Confederation were written, and that was a crap hole, basically.
Pretty much.
It didn't do anything, really. So they were like, we are going to fix this. And fixing this tricked everybody to go to the Constitutional Convention, and they were basically locked in and said, we're going to rewrite this. So, yeah, Constitution's really awesome. I carry a copy of it with me at all times, mostly because I fear the constant threat of arrest and want to be able to fight said threats.
Well, not only that, but you never know when someone's going to bring up a stupid point and you have to correct them.
So. Exactly. Like, they think all sorts of stuff's in the Constitution that's not, like, cruel and unusual punishment. It's not in the Constitution, people. It's in the Geneva Conventions. Different.
Not even same century, right?
It's not even the same concept. It's...
yeah.
They're totally different. There's all sorts of stuff people think's in the Constitution that they have rights to, but you don't.
Like, technically, the right to privacy is not in the Constitution.
No, you have the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
So I guess if you're unhappy about being... having
see,
a loss
that's when
privacy,
you get... like, really flexible judges who, you know, interpret the Constitution to mean anything. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't believe in interpreting the Constitution.
It's not a living document.
No,
it's a document.
It's not. It was written and it's on a piece of paper. Alrighty, I'm setting up this account right now.
Alright, so, I'm good.
Alrighty, rock on.
So what's a pressing issue we need to discuss
today?
Well,
I figure we could talk about this Acorn stuff.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Because, I mean, I agree with friggin' John Stewart. I'm a student journalist, and I feel bad that these people scooped me.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
as he showed on this clip, they're basically the cast of High School Musical 3.
Yep. They really are. It's just, like, how embarrassing for... journalism, you know, almost on the whole that these kids, not kids, I guess they're, you know, not 14
basically
years old, but they went out and they busted this organization that now is losing, like, potentially losing federal money, and, you know, it's like, what does it take to get something done? It takes radical behavior.
You know? So, I guess we should, go through the history of whatever this story is. So
right,
these two
good
people, James O'Keefe, he's a journalist over at BigGovernment.com, and his friend Hannah, I believe it's Giles, They decided, or she was jogging, I guess. She ended up in a skeevy part of town, and she found an Acorn office. And she was like, you know, there's Acorn's really shady. I think we should do something about it. So her and James spent, I guess she said, 5 months and all of their savings planning this thing that they were going to do. So what ended up happening was they went to 5 Acorn offices. They went in. She was disguised as a hooker. Her boyfriend, sometimes a pimp, sometimes a boyfriend, had changed. And they wanted to get a loan so they could buy a house so they could start a brothel. And Acorn was like, okay, totally awesome. You know, there's a line they're willing to cross. Then they mentioned they have 13 underage girls that they're smuggling in from El Salvador to put in this house. There's not the line they're going to stop at either.
Oh, you don't file them as dependents.
They are like, oh, just claim them as dependents. No worries. So, first, really, the thing that gets me is, like, how matter-of-fact this is. It's, like, an everyday occurrence that they deal with hookers needing homes and importing their underage sex slaves. Like, nobody seems shocked or fazed.
But they then didn't even, it's not like they bat an eyelash.
San Bernardino, and they talked to a woman who admitted to having been a prostitute before she worked for Acorn. And she admitted to shooting her husband in the head. She laid the groundwork by going to domestic violence shelters, trying to get the word out there that, trying to get the word out that her husband abused her or whatever, so that when she shot him in the head, it would totally look like self-defense. But she tells these people, no, she just said F you and shot him in the head. So, you know, apparently we're doing...
Right. Which
we're
is,
doing, you
the
know,
stupidest
basic
thing. Why would you ever tell a stranger that?
Obviously. If, you know, we're letting murderers work for our organization.
Oh, yeah.
And so she basically, you know, then actually what wasn't on the main tape of what they wrote about later was that this woman took Hannah aside and basically said that she was going to end up breaking her boyfriend's heart, and so she needed to keep her distance, you know, because he was a man that probably had people and they would come after her. It's ridiculousness. This woman just, like, just keeps
like
talking
weird,
and talking. She doesn't care.
Weird chain of events. Like, things that just...
And then today, this morning, it came out. They went to San Diego, where they talked to a guy who actively took part in helping them organize bringing these girls illegally across the border.
To be
A, it's child trafficking.
Which
B, it's illegal immigration.
Child trafficking.
C,
right, yeah.
They're
two negatives.
So I guess it's
guy.
Kidnapping,
well,
too.
Well, not only those, but...
Really, there's not anything at all legal about any of this,
yep.
But these Acorn workers seem more than happy to help these two achieve their ends. After the first video came out, though, Acorn said, you know, we haven't seen the whole thing. We're not going to comment until we've seen the whole thing. But this is false and defamatory and not at all true. These people went to several offices doing this stunt, and they failed every time. It only worked at this one place. These were rogue employees, you know.
It only worked that one time.
And
they were
fired. But the video...
Which, let
but,
me be honest
exactly.
with you, I would have believed
well, not
that
really, because
had
been,
the other videos
like,
not
past
happened.
Acorn videos, and... Yes, but they've...
Well,
had, they've
I would
have
been more
a history
apt
of
to believe it then,
having rogue employees that just kind of, like, disappear. Anyways, you know, they fired these rogue employees, but the videos are completely fake. But we fired people who were in the fake videos.
Because they were...
No.
Did they ever give
they
a reason why, if the video was
the,
fake,
everybody
why they
that
fired
works
them?
At Acorn is completely dispensable to Acorn. It's like you're cashiering at McDonald's and you mess
right.
up.
It doesn't matter.
Get rid of you.
It didn't... Yeah. I believe I saw... Right. It's like, I saw an interview, this lady said that she was, like, in
they're,
and out of, you know, working there because they were sick of her asking questions.
These people were fired. then, you know, the next video came out, and those people were fired. Then a third video came out. It was the New York video. And this is when Acorn started getting a little ticked off, and basically said they were going to sue the two people, James O'Keefe, the filmmaker, Hannah, who was in the video with him, and Fox News, because they have decided that Fox News were co-conspirators
for reporting
in this
video.
Fraudulent video. They say that the video was fraudulent, that he overdubbed voices, and that Fox News is a co-conspirator, when all Fox News has done is obtained and aired the tapes.
Right, and if, you know, these videos are so fraudulent, why did they fire anybody? Why didn't they investigate
the
before they started,
fake.
You know,
then,
firing people? It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't add up.
Instead of investigating Acorn, wants to investigate the filmmakers because of they may have broken Maryland law by illegally taping this. But...
Yeah. I think that it's gotten to the point where people act like any bad news against, you know, a certain, like a group or so, oh, we do work for the public. Somehow exposing problems is worse than letting the problems go on.
They're not going to stop doing this. They're just going to make it look like they are. Well, the Senate funded voted to not give the increase in funding to Acorn last week after these videos aired, and the Attorney General of New York called for an investigation into Acorn. And now Acorn actually is under investigation in 22 states, I think, for various offenses, voter fraud, this kind of stuff. Arnold Schwarzenegger has called for a complete investigation into Acorn in California. Bobby Jindal, Glenn Beck's producer Joe just tweeted, has called for a complete investigation of Acorn in New Orleans, which is actually where Acorn is based. So, exactly.
Yeah,
but
it's like, I think it's kind of like all of a sudden,
they're going
to
find
somewhere else to put
everything they do
in Acorn. You know what I mean?
You can't just, like, keep shutting down it's kind of like a Medusa.
Oh, absolutely.
Or something. You cut off one head, it sprouts three more. You gotta, like, stab it in the heart or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't honestly don't think there's any way to curb people that get government money, especially in this manner, from abusing it. And it's like, is there any kind of regulation on establishment such
to
as
get
Acorn?
Money
are there,
and they apparently
is there like a regulatory
it.
Committee
there
or something
several
that oversees
Republican
them?
Lawmakers
okay.
who have called for congressional investigations into Acorn, but nobody wants to go through it. No Democrats want to go through it. Ooh, let's see. When did this happen? Looks like this morning with been updated. The House voted Thursday to deny all federal funds for Acorn and the GOP-led strike against the scandal-tainted community organizing group that comes just 3 days after the Senate took similar action. Quote, Acorn has violated serious federal laws, and today the House voted to ensure the taxpayer dollars would no longer be used to fund this corrupt organization, said House Republican Eric Cantor of Virginia. The vote was a provision attached to a student aid bill vote, 345-75, with Democrats supplying all the no votes. So,
of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like
well,
to stereotype anybody based on their party, but it seems pretty clear where the alliances are. You know
here.
What I mean?
Barron Hill voted yes to defund Acorn. I guess Steve Bouyer, my congressman, a nay vote.
No, good for him. I mean, that's the one thing he's done right.
Yes,
Pence
was a no vote. Why are some of these in italics?
What about Mike Pence?
There were like seven dudes or 11 people who didn't vote. who weren't there. Two people voted present.
Maybe it was
the no's.
Hey, what's the deal with that?
I don't recognize any of these no votes.
Sounds like they want to, you know, follow in Barack Obama's footsteps.
Someone forgot to tell the higher-ups it was a fire drill, so apparently there were, like, fire trucks and stuff. Right. Awesome. Okay, voting. I want to know what the Student Aid Fiscal Responsibility Act is, you know, since I need students. Oh, Republicans are in italics, my bad. Independents were underlined, so... Okay, so... I think that's...
Yeah, I wanna...
I think we've cracked that nut enough.
Okay.
So clever and witty. It looks like just a couple hours ago, some new Fox News poll results came out that are, quote, are apparently not the worst numbers he's had, but they show skepticism. Do you favor or oppose the current health care plan? 38 favor, 48 oppose, which is from 34-49 last month, so more people do not favor it. Will seniors be better or worse in the plan? 23% say better, 34% say worse. Will your family be better or worse? 22% say better, 36% say worse. Do you prefer Obamacare or the current system? 37% say Obamacare, 46% say the current system. I love how we're using Obamacare as like the technical term for it. It's not legit. I don't know why. Do you favor or oppose requiring everyone to buy insurance? 42% favor, 54%
oppose. Yeah, it's not even like a...
Would you want coverage from Obamacare or private insurance if you were seriously ill? Overall, 20% say they want Obamacare. 62% say they want private insurance. Among Democrats, 35% Obamacare, 40% private insurance. Is it possible?
Wow.
Is it possible or not that Obamacare... won't add a dime to the deficit. 28% say it is.
See, that's even, that's
67% say it is
surprising.
Not. Will you be able to keep your plan or be forced to make changes? 36% say they can keep it. 60% think they'll be forced to make changes. Do you think the public option would put private insurers out of business? 41% say it would not. 52% say it would be. And apparently, here's the punchline. The sample for this poll... sampled 42% of the respondents were Democrats. The majority of this poll was Democrats, and still the overwhelming majority.
Wow, there you go. You know, as you know, I don't have insurance, but I, you know, I would rather get a job.
Well, here's number 10 on the poll.
Or
do you think
have the government give me money to
spend more time
on
right now, fixing the economy, reforming healthcare both equally, or don't know? Overall, 57% say fixing the economy, 19% say healthcare, 21% say both equally. When you break that down, 39% of Dems say the economy, 34% say healthcare, 26% say equally. 78% of Republicans say the economy, 6% say healthcare, 11% say both equally, 5% don't know. 63% of independents think fixing the economy. So these are not good. This guy's sinking like the Titanic.
Not good.
In poll number land.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I'm not surprised by that at all. I mean, I a couple months ago, or like, even after the election, you know, after all the, I guess,
after
the glamour settled.
A bit.
Yeah, and, you know, you remember what it was like around here. It was just ridiculous where people behaved.
It was completely ridiculous.
It was disgusting where people were behaving.
I went to see the whole poll. Apparently they took a poll, are Obama's opponents racist?
I think that is, it's a cop-out. Someone doesn't agree with you.
65% think that opposition to Obama's policies is based on honest disagreement. 20% say it is mostly motivated by race. Black voters were twice as likely to think it was based by race. 63% cite racism versus 27% say it's honest. White voters... 71% say it's honest disagreement. 87% of Republicans, 69% of independents think it's honest. 48% of Democrats say it's honest.
I mean...
54% of Americans in this poll approve of his job approval. Only 44% approve of how he's handling healthcare. They think 46% think his actions have helped the economy. Okay. Nearly just as many think it has not helped. 27% say it has actually hurt. And then 54% say increased government involvement in private industry is a bad idea. Oh, some Americans say they're getting ahead financially.
Good for them.
Most people say they're holding steady or falling behind. Well, 54% are holding steady. More people are getting ahead than falling behind.
That's good, but, you know, it's, you still don't want...
60% think America's become more divided rather than more united since Obama took office.
Oh, yeah, I think that's pretty clear.
Wasn't he supposed to bring us all together, all that hope
and
change?
You know what? Hope and change are just words. Actions are much more than just words. And
54% think that Obama is a new kind of politician.
Yeah, what does that even mean? That's such a...
I don't know. 39% say he's a typical politician. I know what a typical politician is.
Business as usual.
What is a new kind? Only 28% of people approve of Congress's job. 58% of people think America's going in the wrong track.
Maybe
we should just get off the train and, like, we should board an airplane.
Take a fucking, a boat.
I can edit it out. We're gonna have this problem. Ashley is, like...
Yeah, but I've been really good this time.
And, you know, I don't want to get kicked off the air during our show.
Yeah, I don't know what you're gonna do with her. We're gonna have to...
Give her, you know,
do like a delay or something, you know.
No idea. Well, Real Clear's poll of polls has his average approval rating at 53.
I think that's... I don't know. I personally expected it.
Its high was... It looks like 65 was his high.
That's relatively high, but, I mean...
His lowest disapproval has been 19.
I don't know.
Let's see. What is this tweet? Tweet, 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 tweet. I always feel like saying
when
I get a text from
my text message tone tweet. Sometimes is a bird. It's appropriate.
I know. Twitter
annoying
is...
and informative.
It's annoying but awesome at the same time.
I think
time,
that it's
kind
of on the after watching the VMAs and hearing Twitter.
It allows for, you know, a nice flow of information.
I just, after watching the VMAs and seeing all the 800 mentions of Twitter.
VMA, Twitter traffic tripled. Twitter traffic tripled.
And I will also note this, that Twitter mobile was not working during that time. I did not receive.
Dude, I didn't have any problem with Twitter mobile. I just think Twitter doesn't like you.
Well, the night of the VMAs, I didn't get any of them.
You're always, like, tweeting, is this working? And I'm like, yeah, it's working. I can read your tweets.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It just, I mean, I was getting, you know, and I know that Jackie was also having problems with you, so. I mean, it's not just, I don't know. Maybe your phone's just special.
I think Twitter is just, like, against you and your co-conspirators.
Exactly. Of course.
You and your co-conspirators are, you know, you're making false and defamatory tweets. Really. That's what's happening. I don't have anything else to talk about.
I think that just a lot of what's going on right now is ridiculous, and people need to get with the program. I guess really that's the gist of it. Hey, you know, listen to Ashley and Ashley, because they will not steer you the wrong way.
So. Well, we'll do our best not to, but, you know, most people here will probably think it's the wrong way. You should all go out to the bookstore Tuesday and buy...
Oh, and pick up...
How to Stop Small Minds and Big Governments.
Time Magazine tomorrow, too.
Time Magazine apparently comes out tomorrow or Tuesday. We don't know. But Glenn says it's a... Glenn Beck's cover story. He says it's a fairly, like, legit piece, so we'll be picking that up hopefully tomorrow morning from the
bookstore. You know, just...
They should pick up Arguing with Idiots. I don't get any money from this. Glenn does, and he needs the money to pay for
Pick up all of his books while you're there at the bookstore.
All of them. Even the first one, because it tells you about how he snorted
and
coke.
That's always... You know what? At least he's honest.
You know what? Have fun, Olbermann, because he'll voluntarily tell you anything there
I
is
would
to
like
be
to see
told.
Olbermann on Glenn's program and see what would happen, because it would just be the most.
Beck said on his show yesterday he has an internet.
What were the deeds? Did he give any kind of information about that? Oh my God. Well, let's see. Honestly, I hope he does, because I really want to. Well, hopefully, tomorrow, Glenn said not to miss the show tomorrow, so maybe he'll give the details tomorrow. I just don't. Oh, okay. Do you now now do you, Oh, and then the people who wrote comments and related articles are just defamatory. People get on Fox for reporting news and being factual, and then these people on Huffington Post and other liberal, publications tear people apart for no reason. They make them out to be like evil people, and they're not. And all right. I just. Thanks for that tidbit. You're gonna be perfect at your a search job. That's and people play those games. Yeah, you can't even. There's no way around it. And that's. I mean, you could go down the list and like list an example for every single one of them, And I am Courtney.